Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview for the week. Now, last week we saw part one of my interview with the fabulous and very talented Amber Lawrence about her great new album, 3. So let's get straight into part two. So many numbers.
And you wrote with Mike Carr as well. Isn't he wild fun?
He is. I wrote with Mike Carr as Mike Carr, not as Buddy Good, okay? So
whoa, what?
Oh, nothing. The songs are very clean.
It's like telling me Santa Claus doesn't exist,
oh,
you know?
Sorry. Actually, the song we wrote, Huge, it's called Huge, and it was the last song we wrote for the album. We wrote it when the album was done, basically, and decided we wanted one more song on there. And I also decided that I wanted to whistle on the album, so I went into that writing session with Mike with that in mind, those objectives, that it had to be a fun, up-tempo song that I could whistle on. And I also took a story about a woman who had said she'd survived cancer. It's just a story I read in the newspaper.
Yep.
Survived cancer, and she said what she'd learnt through that time is that we get our priorities wrong. We make the big things small and the small things bigger. So, you know, little worries, that things that don't matter in life, you know, things that we get obsessed about, like work and that, we turn these things into big things, yet we don't sit at the dinner table with our families because, oh, we can do that another time. So we should be making those small things big and make those big things that make them small. So it's a little bit confusing, but yeah. I get confused too. But
no, I like it. I like it. I like the fact that you've set yourself a challenge and you've gone, I'm going to whistle. I want to whistle in a song.
Yeah.
See, well, I wasn't born with the whistling gift.
Uh-huh.
I think there are some people that can and some can't. I'm in the can't category.
Yeah, well, see, I whistle all the time to the point of annoyance. Like, when I am coming home, when I was living at home with my family, they always knew that I was about, oh, well, only about 10 metres away. You know, here she comes. Oh, the key's going to go on the lock any minute now because the whistle's coming. So I have always whistled, and I love whistling. And you know, people say nice things to you sometimes, like, oh, you're a good whistler. So I got that in my head that maybe I could whistle. And it was fun whistling on the album, actually. And, you know, tick that checkbox off, one of those bucket list items.
Yeah, done. So tell me about Everyone's a Mess.
Yeah, well, Everybody's a Mess is a lyric I wrote in my songwriting book probably 2 years ago. And then I headed over to a songwriting session with Susie Connolly, and I just had the first two lines of the verse. And the idea for this song, Everybody's a Mess, was just taken from me observing, looking around, friends, family, people I don't even know, and just thinking, all those times you get envious of other people, the minute you get envious of them, you find out that their lives aren't as perfect as you think. You know, the couple that you go, oh, they're so in love, I just want to be like them, you find out they're getting a divorce. You know, just things like that. So it's about forgetting what you look at, looking at other people and being jealous and envious. It's about saying, hey, everybody's got their stuff. I'm going to have what I've got and just get happy and love it and live it and just let go. So that's what it's about.
Amber Lawrence, thank you so much for joining me. Everybody else out there, you've got to get your hands on this album. I'm a big fan of it. I love it. There's some great stories on there. Thank you very much, Amber Lawrence.
Thank you, Ben.
Josephine and Johnny so hard up for money, but they straddle like they couldn't care. He said, don't worry, honey, leave it to the dummies. We got more than our fair share. Everybody's a mess, so get on your happiness. Everybody's a mess, take nothing less. Yeah, everybody's a mess. Sally, all alone with nothing to her name. obsession to burn all her possessions. But who's to say that she's the one insane? Everybody's a mess. So get on your happiness. Everybody's a mess. Take nothing less. Yeah, everybody's a mess. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Hey, it's Craig Morrison here, and I'm back with my brand new self-titled album. With two hit tracks from it already, I can promise you it's all about life, love, and all that lays between. The album Craig Morrison is available from my website, craigmorrisonmusic.com, and iTunes. And hey, I hope to see you at a show real soon, because live is where it's at.
I kinda love.
If you think snoring is just a nuisance to put up with, think again. Snoring has now been linked to heart disease and circulatory disorders in both men and women. And if you've been trying unsuccessfully to lose weight, snoring could be the culprit. The sleep disturbances can lead to an excess production of the stress hormone cortisol, which may slow your metabolism. Instantly Stop Snoring's discreet self-mold mouth guard stops your snoring instantly. Call now to order 1-800-991-259.